Okay. Shkoach, good evening. Good Chodesh, everyone. It's Mar Cheshvan. It's Mar Cheshvan. The Medrash points out, in the Chodesh of Cheshvan, we have in mind today Menachem Mendel and Uri Tzvi HaKohen. Fortunately, passed away with no relatives. So our Learn Nation service in Iblifers and Shammah began Eden Shamala. The Medrash says about Cheshvan that Mar Cheshvan was very disappointed. Why? It has no holidays. It's called Mar Cheshvan. And it's even more disappointed because it was Magia Lo to have a holiday. Which holiday? The Beis HaMikdash was completed, right? It's completed in the month of Cheshvan. The party, the celebration of the Chanukah HaMikdash did not happen until 10 months later, 11 months later, in Tishrei. Shlomo waited a whole calendar year. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Cheshvan that I promise you that next time around, third Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be finished being built in Cheshvan, and the celebration is going to be in Cheshvan. So Cheshvan, right now, currently, is void of all holidays. Bezrat Hashem, it's the month of Emunah, Bitachon, that one day it will be a holiday that we will be celebrating, Bezrat Hashem, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. We're continuing on with the Mishnayos in Mesechus Brachos, and we left off in the second parak, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel said, Kavra v'lo dikdik b'osiyoseha. If you read Shema, and you're not medakta, you weren't careful with reading the words the right way. See, Shema is a mitzvah deraisa to read the words of Shema. We dealt with which part is deraisa, which part isn't. But since it's a mitzvah from the Torah to read Shema, you have to be very, very careful with the words. What does that mean with the words? So there are a lot of words that you could easily fumble with. Right? Al livavecha. Right? If you said it very quickly, it sounds like al livavecha is one word. So the Shulchan Aruch goes through every single example where the end of a letter, end of a word, and the beginning of the next word, begin with the same. When you could mess up, v'dibarta bum is another example. Dibarta bum, they can go together into one. So the Shulchan Aruch is very, very careful. So you have to be very careful that you read every single word carefully. That's why in our Sidurim, there's like small little lines, right, that separate the word. We don't have that by other parts of davening to show us that we should stop and say it a little bit slower because we are saying a mitzvah from the Torah. The Rama adds over here in Samach Aleph Yudalid, V'yesh lahafsik b'pasuk rishon ben Yisrael Hashem, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Stop. Hashem Echad, right? Stop. Shema Yisrael. Stop. Hashem Elokeinu. Stop. Hashem, and then Echad. Kidei she nishma Shema Yisrael, ki Hashem shehu Elokeinu, hu Hashem Echad. If you didn't stop then, we would not realize what we're saying, that the Shema Yisrael that we're talking about, we want to say, Hashem Elokeinu, our Hashem is the one and only unique, singular God. That's why you have to stop there too. The Rama adds that over here about Kara of Loditik Post Yoseha. It's a machlokis in the Gemara. Ultimately, if we're not sure if we're medaktik or not in the Os Yoseha, the Shulchan Aruch is lenient. It says we are Yotzei our mitzvah, Doraisa, of Shema, even if we were not medaktik in the Osios. The next two Mishnayos really go together and discuss one topic. What if your Kavana was, potentially your Kavana would be ruined by Shema? What do you do in the following scenario? You are in the middle of work. Example was, you are working on top of a roof, or you are working on top of a tree. I don't know how that would work out today, but Rosh HaNidbach, but they had workers working very, very high up. Do you need to come down and say Shema down? But if you do that, you would lose, you're on the clock. You're getting paid per hour. So you have a responsibility, you're as an employee, to your employer. So what do you do in this situation? So the mission is very clear. Ha'umnim korim b'rosha ilan u'b'rosha nidbach ma'she'enan rishayin lasos kein b'tfila. You went early to work today. If you do this today, it wouldn't be so early. Go to work, right? You're working on top of somebody's roof. And you do not need to come down. And then higia zman kriya shema shel shachris, right? Rabbi Seinu. You do not need to go down to say shema. You could say Shema on the roof, even though potentially you can argue, sitting on a roof, I'm not thinking about davening. I'm right. I'm thinking about fiddler. I'm thinking about that I'm not going to fall off the roof. So even though that is true, we don't need to go down for Shema, but you do need to go down to Daven Shemone Esrei. Tomorrow night, we'll discuss what the difference is there, and other cases where there's potentially a Kavana issue, and whether we are Pater or Chayiv in Shema at that time. Israel.